mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, third hour. I want to get into the election, the police state, the Iraq War, the Second Amendment. And I'm going to re-air that Manchurian Candidate trailer, and perhaps even that ABC News piece. Got to do that again with, oh, the chips and the judicial workers. You know, maybe you need a chip. We're talking to Bob Dacey, a New World Order fighter extraordinaire, my good friend here in Austin. And we've got loaded phone lines here. Let's go to everybody that's been holding patiently. Kirk, or is it Kurt in Colorado? You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hi, Alex. I'd like to take it a step further and also show how your show is being used to further their cause. I don't think on purpose. But basically,
well, no. I said if we're, in the first of the hour, I said that if we're not conscious of the New World Order, if we do not take action against it, if we get desensitized by all this police state news, and then I even catch myself being desensitized, then they win. Go ahead.
Okay, very good. Back in about 1986, they passed a law 100-690, which was for drug enforcement, which, you know, established the National Police Force. And what people don't understand is the CIA and FBI, these are not legitimate law enforcement. They're supposed to be asked in to help. And as your guest was pointing out, well, what if you were told by these people to give them a hand? And that's totally backward. They're not even allowed to tell you to give them a hand because they're supposed to be invited in. The problem is, like, they used the fish and game to rubber stamp, search and seizures because they said that they gave them the power to go in without a search warrant, that sort of thing. If you read the law, you'll see it. I mean, and it let people realize.
Yeah, game wardens. I'm familiar with it.
Right, yeah, they could get away with it. Well, of course, you know, it just branched on. They found out. Well, for example, like China used the EP3 downing and held them as hostages. I mean, obviously that plane knocked it down. You've got our guard units don't have any weapons left. I mean, if you drive by them, you can see that, you know, we've been disarmed as a country. And I mentioned this like 10 years ago, but it wasn't very well accepted. But, you know, we send money to Russia to supposedly destroy arms, and, of course, they sell the arms and use it for buildup. You know, the Russian officers get $30,000 a year from our taxes. You know, the job...
Well, sir, you're all over the map. And, yes, it's true what you said, but how... I mean, what's your comment about me?
Well, my comment is basically, you know, I know you made the point about the desensitization, okay? But what I'm saying is they've desensitized you to the point where, for example, when your guest said that, you know, like the Second Amendment is about firearms, and it's not. It's about all arms, for one. And two, when the FBI comes in and orders some, you know, law enforcement person, the highest law enforcement person in the area is supposed to be an elected official, and he doesn't understand that. So, you know,
now he's
a lot
saying,
of
I'll follow the orders of the FBI.
Right, and it's supposed to be the other way around. The FBI is supposed to be asked in.
Well, no, that's true. I mean, everything is backwards.
Right. So, but with all these jobs, but my main point is, I wanted to make, is we've actually lost the Cold War. You know, and that
it's more sophisticated than that. The big banks that own the U.S. and own Russia and own Europe have
had the dictators are in charge. But I mean, what I'm saying is they're already totally in control, and we've been disarmed. Our guard units and our military, for example, like when they took the power away from the submarine captains to be able to launch independently without, you know, the low frequency.
PDD 60. Thanks for the call. But Bob Dacey, any comments to what he was saying?
Well, I don't agree with him entirely. They are not totally in control, you know. I mean, they think they are, and a lot of us think they are, but they're not. I mean, look at all the cities that have thrown out the Patriot Act. What, how many hundred cities have done that, municipalities and whatnot? I mean, you know, if you tell them, you know, they come into your neighborhood and you refuse to play ball with them, then guess what? You know, they lose. I mean, come on. Was there a few hundred of them, maybe a few thousand of them worldwide? They're running this show, and only thing they have on us is money and organization. We got numbers, and we got the truth, you know. And the whole point's to spread the truth, so we get more numbers.
Yeah, if they were in total control, they'd be moving even faster right now.
Yeah, if they were in total control, you wouldn't be shooting off your mouth right now, Alex. You know, think about it.
Absolutely, absolutely. We'll be right back, but thanks for the call. We'll come back and talk to Roberta, and. Many, many others that are patiently holding, stay with us.
Alex Chris Jones here announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for the New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
The Berkey Light is your premier source for purified water. It's portable and requires no water pressure, so you can enjoy healthy drinking water, whether it's during normal times or hostile environments like a local or national emergency. That's because it can purify raw, untreated water from remote lakes and stagnant ponds. The Berkey Light is unique because it removes pathogenic bacteria, cyst parasites, and harmful chemicals to below detectable levels. It also removes foul taste and odors like the rotten egg smell of sulfide, and it extracts nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving in the healthful and nutritional minerals that your body needs. The Berkey Light's rechargeable LED lighting system is so bright it can be used as a reading light. Get the Berkey Light for only $259 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
The sun is getting brighter and the days are getting longer. Summer's just around the corner. What are your plans for it? Fishing, gardening, camping, I'm sure you'll spend more time enjoying the outdoors. And I'm sure the ticks and mosquitoes will spend more time enjoying you. It's not just itching and scratching we have to worry about. Now there's incurable illnesses like Lyme disease and the West Nile virus. DEET is proven to keep the bugs away, but it's also proven to cause brain damage in laboratory animals. That's not a choice I want to make, and I don't have to. Thanks to Natural Answer, available at naturalanswer.com. You'll get a 100% natural, DEET-free insect repellent formulated by a mother concerned with the well-being of her children. Natural Answer remembers our beloved pets as well. Visit naturalanswer.com for your dogs, cats, and livestock too. Make the right choice. Choose all natural, DEET-free Natural Answer for your family this summer. Visit the web at naturalanswer.com or call 254-235-8747. That's 254-235-8747. Call today.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well into hour number three on this Wednesday, the 21st day of July, 2004 edition. Again, I'm Alex Jones, your host. The websites are PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com, and, of course, PrisonPlanet.com as well. Let's go back to the calls, Bob. Let's talk to Roberta in Colorado. Roberta, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Hi, hello.
Welcome.
Hey, I wanted to bring something to your attention about a... Well, something that was brought to my attention last evening, our in Colorado here, our motor registration, vehicle registration division seems to have hired out an independent data gathering firm to collect information on who's got auto insurance. And this was brought to my attention last evening by a friend who has a classic Oldsmobile. He insures it through the summer and then garages it for the winter because we have snow and sand on the roads. Well, he received this letter that basically says, well, we've noticed you don't have insurance. We would like to know when you plan on getting insurance, what month you're going to insure through, and then it said we are building a database in the letter. And then at the very bottom of the letter it says, This is the only notification you will receive from us. And that was the end of the letter.
Well, this is the New World Order. You have private owners that are in government who then force government to give themselves contracts. It's like the article where the guy told his doctor, I drink a six-pack of beer at night, 44-year-old businessman. I don't drink and drive. He said, is the drinking hurting my heart? He says, yeah, you might cut back. And then he gets a letter saying, we've revoked your license because the doctor called and said, you drink a six-pack and that's too much. No judge, no jury. This is the TIP system. And under the Matrix system, the NSA Total Information Awareness Network at the state level, but it's national, it's called Matrix, everything reports on you. Your discount cards, your loyalty cards, everything you do, what's in your bank account. There's not even a need for warrants. It's all automatically uploaded to these private groups that keep the databases for the government. Bob Dacey comments?
Well, you know, there's something similar to that right here in Austin that was in the paper last week. I mean, you've got the city of Austin going around and collecting my tax dollars from me, and then they contract out to these private groups that go around finding ways to give money to what they call minority business or women-owned business or whatever. And they, you know, they get these multi-thousand-dollar contracts with my tax money, and I'm saying to myself, wait a minute, you know, I'm a businessman here in Austin, right? I pay my taxes, I do my thing, I collect sales tax. Where's my goodies so I can sit there and swill at the public trough, you know? But apparently, I'm not one of the in crowd, so you know, I don't get any goodies from the city. I mean, you want to talk about corporate socialism and cronyism and giving contracts to your buddies to go out and do all this nonsense? The article in the paper was complaining that maybe they weren't getting enough bang for their buck for their program, not that the whole concept behind the program is ridiculous. You know, if you think about it, putting certain businessmen in a more favorable light vis-a-vis other businessmen by virtue of what?
Well, it's like the city says, we'll give you a discount on a washing machine or a dryer, but it's one company they work with that sells it. You have to get it from them.
Yeah, I mean, you know the classic example of that a few years ago, Alex, I don't know if you remember, there was the city loaned about $1 million to some group of people to build a Mexican restaurant in East Austin, Don Limon's. You remember that? And the thing went belly up and lost a whole bunch of money. And I'm thinking to myself, hey, wait a minute. I know East Austin pretty well. I'm a Texas boy. I was born and raised here, you know, born and raised here in Austin. And I know almost every Mexican restaurant in Austin. And guess what? There's about 50 Mexican restaurants within a stone's throw of that place. The city comes along and plants a Mexican restaurant right in the middle of East Austin and hurts all the other small businessmen out there. Isn't that a brilliant idea?
But again, we have $1.2 trillion missing from the Pentagon. $1.2 trillion. It's mass looting at every... Well, okay. Anything else, Roberta?
Well, actually, no. I just wanted to have you guys comment on that. And maybe one question here. Isn't it not a violation of my friend's rights to... He doesn't have to answer that letter.
You don't. But
exactly.
It's like the new yearly census. It's going to be 200-and-something questions. As I told you in 2000, saw the federal documents, now it's public. We played Ron Paul talking about it last week. They threatened to arrest you. A criminal doesn't have to answer questions, but the census says, tell us how many guns you got, how much money in the bank account. Thanks for the call. No, you don't have to, but see, the problem is the police don't know what the laws are. The juries don't. People don't know. And again, it's all about the private corporations that own and run the government enslaving you and your family.
I know, Alex, and I'm not sure exactly why they're doing this, but I know that in my business, you know, my corporation, I get this letter from the Census Bureau, and they tell me that I have to answer it or otherwise I'm going to be in big trouble. I mean, I don't know what's with that. I mean,
well, you have a Fifth Amendment, and a federal judge said you don't have to answer that, and it's common sense, and I just ignore it. I got the 51 question one, and I threw it back in the guy's face, literally. Well, the third time he came to my house, started threatening me. I said, get out of here, you punk. You zit-faced punk. Get out of here. I stuck a camera in his face in case he tried to tell some lies, you know, that I had a flying saucer with nuclear bombs attached to the bottom with 14 Godzillas on pogo sticks. Because that's what they'll do. They'll run off and lie about you. Now, Bob, let's get into the... And again, this has national import. And then we'll go to Elizabeth and Frederico and others that are holding. Toll-free number to join us, 1-800-259-9231. the toll roads in Austin. Nobody wants them, Bob, but they got their electronic voting machines in, so they don't care what voters do. And these aren't toll roads for big new highways. These are existing roads.
Well, I'm trying to figure this out, Alex, because I don't understand it. I thought that back in 1775, somewhere in that vicinity, the Americans decided that the concept of taxation without representation was abhorrent to the American people, and that's always been the way it is, right? Now, I don't know enough about the local government structure here to understand where did these unelected bureaucratical pencil-pushing geeks sit around some table and decide that now we have to pay for roads through a toll that we've already paid for through our tax money. Where did that come from?
Where did it come from?
I don't know. I mean, did it come out of thin air? I mean, why aren't these people being run out of town on a rail after having been tarred and feathered?
Well, look.
I don't understand that.
Look, these city managers are corporate shills. They have the National Association of Counties, Cities, Water Districts, School Districts. They write up the national policy. That's brought down to the local level and then passed. And they lie to us and say there's no money left when we all know about the comprehensive annual financial reports. They really have plenty of money. But here's the deal, Mr. Dacey. They're going to put checkpoints in on these. They're going to have a side road they pull you off of. And you're going to have a transponder on these babies. And phase one is 9 toll roads, not 7 like the paper said. I can count on the map. 9 toll roads. Why don't you tell folks about the comprehensive annual financial reports, Bob?
Well, the CAFR, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report, is every single city has it, school district has it, county has it, states have it, and basically it's nothing really magical or mythical. All it is basically the financial condition of whatever entity it is. Like, for example, the state of Texas, it's a complete listing of the assets, the liabilities, and therefore the equity of the entity, like the state of Texas. And if you looked at the comprehensive annual financial reports, which are public information, you will find out that, for example, a state like Texas, 75% of its net worth is in investment assets, you know, stocks, bonds, whatever, and they're flush with money. They're just absolutely flush with money. And if you treat them like a business, they are solid, like 4-to-1 ratios. I mean, they're really solid. Yet the information, which is public information, you can get it if you want to, they even have it posted on their website, is not ever discussed by the mainstream media. They never talk about it because they don't want you to see the humongous amount of assets that the state has been accumulating for decades. It's there, but and it's public information.
But again, then those government investments, the people sit in government, then they leave to run corporations, then their cronies they appoint in government direct the trillions of dollars in the aggregate into those private corporations.
Well, I know that when I got into that CAFR thing years ago, I was corresponding through email with the local statesman guy, I forgot his name, about the CAFRs and all of his stories in the paper about how we don't have any money. And I told him about the CAFR, and I asked him, you know, where he was getting his information from. And when I told him don't go to his editor's desk to get the copy that they sent to Statesman because you might get fired, go down to the comptroller's office and get it yourself, that's the last time that guy ever talked to me. I mean, that was it. He would not respond to my emails anymore because I think he valued his job more than he did his integrity.
Well, this is a number people know because it's gotten out. On the budget, the University of Texas has over $24 billion in just liquid cash. That's the yearly yield off investments.
Yeah,
and they got even more in their comprehensive annual financial report.
And you want to talk about something funny about that? Part of that University of Texas endowment you're talking about
was used for Clear Channel.
Yeah, is the Thomas Hicks, the vice chair at Clear Channel, is also involved in UTEMCO, which is involved in Texas Growth Fund, which owns part of the voting machine company. Think about it.
But we've got to have toll roads on every major road because there's no money.
Yeah, right.
And it's going on in your city, folks. You want to be raped and robbed? Financially, you are. We'll be back with your calls. Stay with us.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
So, what's in your shampoo? Sodium lauryl sulfate? Exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Phenol. Ingestion of even small amounts may cause circulatory collapse, paralysis, convulsions, coma, respiratory failure, and cardiac arrest. EDTA may be irritating to the skin and mucous membranes and cause allergies such as asthma. Fragrance? Fragrance on a label can indicate the presence of up to 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Symptoms reported to the FDA include headache, dizziness, rashes, and skin discoloration, to name a few. Now, by contrast, here's what's in my Calben shampoo. Well, like all of the products from the Calben Pure Soap Company, it's all natural. It contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oil. No harsh chemicals, no pork or beef tallow. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all of your cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free, 1-800-340-7091, or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
Forecasting the weather with any amount of accuracy takes a meteorologist with years of schooling and experience. Forecasting what the financial markets will be doing in the future takes the same thing. No, not a meteorologist, a lot of schooling and experience. Although most people check the weather forecast before venturing outside to avoid a good soaking, it's amazing how few people check the financial forecast before they invest and end up getting soaked. Before you venture into the financial world, check the forecast with the International Forecaster Newsletter written by Bob Chapman. Chapman's predictions are legendary. Backed by over 40 years of successfully forecasting the world's financial markets, Bob has helped thousands of people make sense of their financial futures. Midas Resources is pleased to offer a subscription to the International Forecaster Newsletter free of charge with a qualifying order. That's right. For a limited time, Midas Resources is offering a one-year subscription to Bob Chapman's powerful newsletter, The International Forecaster. Call 800-686-2237 for more information or to place your order. That's 800-686-2237. Call today and avoid getting soaked tomorrow. Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a one-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
Scam works. The private corporations that are not free market take control of the government, then pay 70%+ of all the tax money into their private coffers publicly. And all the major newspapers, the editors, all get copies of the comprehensive annual financial reports. The big mutual funds do. when you talk to some successful, you know, business person, mid-level, they'll know what it is and laugh at you. They go, I got to put my golf clubs in the back of my Jaguar, Mr. Jones. You have a nice day. I mean, I've actually, you know, been in parking lots and had, you know, city officials do this to me. It's just a big, fat joke. They know they got us. They're going to tie us down even tighter. They're going to track and trace us. They're hiring more and more black ski mask secret police. They're building lots of private prisons they own as well. The government's investing in. And then we're going to be their slave. You understand that? And if we start struggling, they'll just blow something up and blame it on some foreign terrorists and take our rights in the name of keeping us safe. Now, it boils down to that, people. It's real simple. It's called organized crime. Bob, your comments on that?
Also called crony capitalism. That's another word for it. It's not free market. It's not real. It's the good old boys scratching each other's back. I mean, you know, one of the things people don't understand about, like, for example, the Iraq War. I mean, the question that is not asked is, okay, whose money was spent to bust up that country? Whose money? It was ours, our taxpayer money, right? Okay, next question is, okay, now that we busted up the infrastructure of Iraq, whose money is going to be spent to fix what we broke? Okay, well, guess what? It's ours again. And the question that people don't understand is, they're spending this money with somebody. This money is coming from the taxpayer, and it is being spent with who? The crony capitalists, all the people
that
are
in debt. I saw the numbers again last week. What, 84% of it has been spent with three companies?
Yeah,
and the majority of that with Halliburton run directly out of the vice president's office?
Yeah, under no bid contract situation. So they take our money away from us to go bust up a country. They take more of our money away from us to go fix what they broke, and then they give that money to their crony capitalist buddies. I mean, you want to talk about corrupt? That is like the ultimate in corrupt. If you just, it's so easy to understand. Another way to look at it, and I kind of look at things on a simple basis, you know, is that if, you know, I have a hardware business here in town, you know, it's the same thing as if I was to go out and have my friends go out and break every window in the neighborhood and put fire ants in everybody's lawn, you know, and rip everybody's screens up, and then all of the people in the neighborhood come to me to get their new screens, their fire ant poison, and their new glass. I mean, that's what it is. That's exactly what it is. Except it's on a worldwide, massive, multi-billion-dollar basis.
Well, there's actually a famous case of that. What, 5 years ago, the guy in New York, for like a year, almost every night, somebody would bust out windshields with a ball-peen hammer. And then suddenly the cops looked around and went, look at all these billboards that are up about getting windshield glass fixed. We better stake this guy out. And they watched the owner sneak out and bust windshields out.
Well, there you go. I mean, somebody like me will do something like that. We'll get hung. But when you're the president of the United States and the CEO of Halliburton and all that, oh, it's just fine. And for some reason or other, our mainstream press can't add two and two together and come up with four.
Well, it's because it's owned by the very same military-industrial complex.
Exactly, and it's one of the things you really, if you're new to this stuff that we're always talking about, if you've got to understand that the mainstream press is totally bought and paid for by the New World Order crowd. And their job is to keep you in the dark by not telling you the truth.
Or now, to bring out the truth, but put a nice spin on it.
Yeah, spin it. It'll be wonderful.
Let's take a call. Up next is Elizabeth in Maryland. And then Mandugu. And then Clinton, Ted, Wes, and others. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
Hello, Alex.
Hello.
You know that since the time I've gone on WKDI with my own little local show, I've talked about you and supported you, and I've thought about something. It's really important what Bob Dacey told us about the corruption of the money. But another reason that I think God has been protecting you all this time, and I like to hear you laugh too, Alex, one of the main reasons is that you have had the guts to bring out what's being done to the children at the international level, the horrible child abuse. The first show I heard last year, June the 2nd, that was what riveted me to you, and I've said on my show recently, when the history books are written, the name of Alex Jones will be there. And my late father, who hated bullies, would have loved you, Alex. And
Well, you're great, and our affiliate in Maryland is absolutely wonderful, doing a great job. Stay there, we'll talk more, Elizabeth on the other side, then we'll talk to everybody else. And I've got a few other news items we're going to cover as well. I'm going to replay that Manchurian candidate piece, so please stay with us.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
The illuminated Berkey base allows most gravity filters to be used in the center of a table by raising the spigot level. Made of durable Lexan polymer, the same material used for bulletproof glass, it has 8 LED lamps. Incredibly, the low-energy LEDs will last for more than 11 years of continuous use and are bright enough to be spotted for over a mile in the dark. The LED lamps are powered by an AC adapter, and during emergencies, the rechargeable batteries will operate them all night long. When the LEDs are switched off, the AC adapter automatically recharges the batteries. The Berkey base is available in gorgeous cobalt blue or practical bright white LEDs. Ideal as an emergency light, flashlight, or nightlight. Get the illuminated Berkey base for only $69, or get both white and blue for only $125 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll free, 888-803-4438.
Just once, I'd like to clean my car's leather upholstery without sliding across the seat on every turn. Just once, I'd like to get a beautiful shine without a slick, oily residue that attracts dust and dirt. Introducing Just Once, the amazing non-slip protectant. Just Once cleans, protects, and shines vinyl, leather, rubber, and hard plastics. Its patented formula eliminates slippery surfaces, provides optimum UV protection against the sun's harmful rays, and outlasts those other less effective formulas. Just Once is excellent for use on cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, truck bedliners, and RVs. You can use it on dashboard, leather and vinyl interiors, motorcycle seats and tires, floor mats, convertible tops, brake pedals, or anywhere you need ultimate protection, including leather furniture, shoes, and purses. Just Once has been used commercially nationwide, and now it's available to you. To order, call 888-578-6623 or visit justonce.com on the World Wide Web. That's justonce.com.
Stop paying over $2 an ounce for fresh wheatgrass juice at your local juice bar. Did you know you can grow and juice your own fresh, healthy wheatgrass in your own kitchen for only pennies an ounce? It doesn't take much space, just a small area of countertop, windowsill, or porch, and you can have fresh, juiceable wheatgrass in only 10 days. Growing your own wheatgrass is not only healthy, but it's a fun hobby too. Wheatgrasskits.com is your one-stop source for all your wheatgrass needs. Wheatgrasskits.com carries a full line of wheatgrass, barleygrass, sprouting, herb, and salad green growing kits, including a full line of growing supplies, mini greenhouses, manual and electric juicers, flaxseed grinding supplies, soy milk making kits, and much more. Go online and check them out at www.wheatgrasskits.com or call 801-375-2250. That's 801-375-2250. Wheatgrasskits.com.
All right, we got a lot of calls to take, a bunch of news to cover, and a short time to get there. Elizabeth in Maryland, finishing up what you were saying.
Yes, and I'd like to tell you how the youth are being treated, Alex, up there in western Pennsylvania. You might like to get this article. I couldn't find it, but it's very good, and it has pictures. It's called Youth Measure Up at Camp Cadet, June 23rd, 2004, Bedford Gazette in Bedford, Pennsylvania. And in the article, these children go supposedly to learn about how the state police act. Yet the youthful cadets also learned about, quote, police dogs, state police's weapons, radar and special emergency response team, a group of specialists dispatched to high-risk situations. And this is for kids, and I was hoping that Paul in Delaware and Daryl in Pennsylvania might look into this a little more.
Well, ma'am, I've seen 100 of those, 500 of those articles over the years.
I thought you had.
And what they do is they have these police cadet academies, and they call a group of those to be secret tattletale police.
Oh, really? It's coming out of that, too, then?
Oh, it's just everywhere.
And did you notice that loaded language in that great clip you played from Peter Jennings? It said the right people would have access to the sensitive information.
Yeah, so they're going to make the cops do it first, and then they're going to say, hey, I had to do it. You're going to have to take a chip. And, Elizabeth, I really appreciate you and your fine station.
Thank you.
And what you're doing. Why don't you plug the call letters and the frequency?
8:40 a.m. It's right after your show at 3 o'clock on Friday, and it's in the evenings. Your show is now replayed. Anyone in the D.C. area, 6 p.m. at night, going to the beach, they can hear you at 6 p.m. on 8:40 a.m., and then me at 7 p.m.
Do they, and I'm Monday through Friday on that station?
Right, yes, you are.
Are they carrying it during the day?
Yes, they are.
Oh, wow, they picked up even more.
That's right.
Well, we've got so many affiliates, and I don't have any proper way to thank all of them, but just God bless them.
Could you do one thing? Could you give that wonderful quote again, that biblical quote about when we mobilize ourselves, what about the fire of God? What is that, Alex?
Well, no, I was saying when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up a standard against it.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And we can all do this if we work together.
We have to. Thanks for the call. We have a giant section on PrisonPlanet.com of BBC, Associated Press. I mean, it's got to be 60, 70, 80 articles. It gets bigger all the time. We don't even put most of them in there. Just too much work for us, but we do put some in there. You know, we always post them on the main page for a day or so, and then they get put in the archives. But we have special archives where the UN has been caught kidnapping 200,000 women and children in Kosovo and other areas alone, loading them on C-130s and flying them to slave brothels.
Alex, I've got a great example of that that kind of came right home to Austin a few weeks ago. International Criminal Court Judge Elizabeth Odio Benito was in Austin at a commencement exercise at St. Ed's University. And this woman was sitting here glorifying what a wonderful organization the UN is and how great the ICC is. And her big claim to fame is women's rights and children's rights. However, when she was a judge in the former Yugoslavia, supposedly defending the rights of children and the rights of women, that's her big claim to fame, right there is where they were importing hundreds and thousands of women and children into the former Yugoslavia to serve in the brothels, to serve the UN troops. You want to talk about gross, disgusting UN hypocrisy? This woman sanctimoniously says she's guarding the rights of women, while right under her sanctimonious UN International Criminal Court nose, children and women are servicing the UN troops. Now, that's a fact, and it's documented in mainstream press.
I know, and again, we've seen hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of confirmed articles on this, but it never gets to be big news like Michael Jackson. Hey,
yeah.
Forget that pervert. Let's expose the big industrialized perverts. But no, the big industrial-level perverts, they'll point their finger at one of their own little group and say, oh, look, there's the bad man, instead of pointing it right at themselves. And these average people out there just can't get their mind around this level of evil.
Well, it is a huge level of evil. I mean, you're talking about institutionalized child prostitution. I mean, well-documented. Remember the Dying Corps employee who blew the whistle on that a few years ago?
Yeah, won their civil suit over it.
Yeah, and they won their suit over it. I mean, where is the outrage in the media?
Hey, Dying Corps got all the big contracts in Afghanistan and in Baghdad.
Yeah, well, why not? They're one of the favored group, you know. They're sitting there making ID cards for the troops, I guess. You know, wonderful. Another no-bid contract, I'm sure.
Oh, there's no such thing as a bid contract. Let's take a few more quickly, folks. Mandugu?
Yes, how are you doing, Alex?
Good, sir.
Very good. I want to talk to you concerning the planned implosion quote from Aaron Brown, and I tried to send it to you. I guess you never received it. I put it up on the website. And about the CAFRs, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, it's so easy. I live in Canada and was able to order from 1988 all the way to 2001, and they speak exactly what you were talking about in the video.
Government running giant surpluses, doubling, tripling, quadrupling. Listen, the Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, the real books, are so big and wealthy.
They send them to me for free. I have all of them.
That just off the interest, we would never pay any taxes again.
Exactly. The other reason I was calling, I wanted to play a clip concerning a documentary they put on NBC. It was hosted by Robert De Niro, and I have a clip that they actually pulled out of the documentary where the firefighters explain how there were bombs in the building.
Doesn't that have profanity in it?
No, it does not, sir. It takes about 2 seconds, and it's pretty interesting, and I'll play it live.
Yeah, we have those clips on the website. Okay, go ahead and play it.
Okay, great. Thanks a lot. Just a minute. Here we go. It won't be long.
What do we do? We made outside. We We made it about a block.
We made it at least two blocks, and we started running. Wall by floor, instead of popping out.
It was just, it had detonated.
Detonated.
To take down a building. Boom, 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 boom.
As if they had a plan to take down a building.
Boom, 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 boom.
Exactly. I put it up on my website. I also have the Aaron Brown clip. I don't know if you guys would like the address of the website. I don't want to try to put
it. Yeah, go ahead, but we have those clips. But go
no
ahead.
Problem. It's n.w.o.watch, as in NWO watch, .tripod.com. And I have all those clips. By the way, you're doing a great job. I forgot the name of the person that's on the show with you today, but hello to you, too.
Bob Dacey.
How are you?
Hello,
are you?
Bob. You guys are doing a great job, and continue. It was a pleasure speaking to you both on the phone.
Good talking to you, my friend. I mean, we got the owner of the WTC saying they blew up Building 7. I mean, it's not like it's debatable.
Well, what is not debatable in that, and people just have to understand, you cannot, in the middle of the biggest man-made disaster in North American history, the biggest chaotic situation in the world, in the middle of the afternoon, make a call to some demolition expert company with the fire department, waltz into a building which is supposedly on fire, do all the calculations, set the right cutting charges, walk back, pull the trigger, have the building collapse. You can't do that. It's not possible. And then even if you could, you don't forget to tell FEMA and the whole investigation. It's a farce. There were charges in that building before September 11th, and there is no other conclusion. And we're talking about building number 7 at least. There is no other conclusion you can come to. You cannot.
Well, they say they blew it up, and the firefighters told AP reporters, get back, we're about to bring the building down.
Yeah, right, and FEMA never found out, right? In their report where they said they couldn't figure out how come the building went down. Boy, we sure spent a lot of money for FEMA to tell us nothing, didn't we?
And it turned out that Giuliani admitted in testimony that FEMA was on the ground beforehand. It turns out that Kenny quote by FEMA was true.
Yeah. Yeah, they were on the ground beforehand, but, you know, they were rehearsing something else unrelated, I'm sure, right, Alex?
Just like Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
The ATF out of the building, seconds after, running around in bomb gear.
Yeah, and the same guy, what was his name, that was supposed to investigate the Waco fire and the Oklahoma City explosion and the World
Trade Center disaster. Yeah, head of the FBI hostage rescue team lied and said that he drove up there and then got there the night of the event after it, but it turns out we have the hotel receipts with him the day before there.
I can't remember the name of the engineer that they used for all three projects to whitewash the whole thing. Same guy at Waco, same guy at Oklahoma City, same guy in New York, you know, saying, there was structural failure here and we can improve the buildings by doing this, this, and this. I can't remember the guy's name.
Let's talk to Clinton in Wisconsin. Go ahead, Clinton.
Good day, gentlemen. Hello, Alex. It's been a while since we spoke. A couple points, please. This last week on Sunday night, fantastic man Charles Smith was interviewed by Art Bell. He is an extremely articulate man who is discussing how the Chinese industrial military complex is evolving. He would make a perfect guest.
Well, it's evolving because the New World Order is building it up as an enemy.
Well, that's right. You know what else, too? We have a lot of corporations here in United States, like Autodesk, that make the CAD software, that design all of their military equipment, that are giving them all this technology to make that happen. And if anybody's interested in that, they could look up. He's still listed as a guest at Coast to Coast AM website. The second issue I thought would be intriguing to you is this week in Oshkosh, which is an old city just 80 miles north of Milwaukee, Wisconsin, there was apparently a shooting where a police officer was wounded in the arm, and the police en masse apparently routed a six-block area in the community and was where the news reported people were asked to leave their homes.
Yeah, that happens all the time. I appreciate the call. I said I'd air this, then we'll go back to your calls and hit a few final news stories. Let's play the longer trailer. This is the Manchurian Candidate trailer. And listen to them. They go, it's a secret group run by kings and former presidents, and, you know, they're doing all of this. Just an amazing clip. Go ahead and play that.
When I sleep, I dream. I don't want to dream. Something happened out there in the desert that night.
during that mission, and it's not what we thought it was, and it happened on my watch.
We've been on this road with you before, yes?
No, no, sir. Not this road.
Sergeant Shaw, you ever dream about Kuwait?
Captain Marco!
How much do you actually know about your friend?
I served under him. He was a good man.
That's what the neighbors always say about serial killers.
Somebody put an implant inside me. I got a good feeling they put one in you, too. You need to get help, Ben.
I'm not crazy, Shaw.
Raymond, this is J.B. Johnson of Manchurian Global.
We're strong supporters.
Click the switch. We can adjust character, change personality.
These are not supposed to exist.
Raymond Prentice, Shaw. Listen. This is a coup. This is rich people funding bad science to put a sleeper in the White House.
Among the shareholders in Manchurian Global, you would find former presidents, supposed kings.
Yeah, I get it. They're big. They're huge.
Can you bring me rumors and conjectures?
I started with nightmares. Rumors, conjectures, that's a giant leap forward.
Somebody got into our heads. Neurons got exposed and circuits got rewired.
I think you should leave.
No. What are you doing?
I gotta find out what's gonna happen, where it's gonna happen.
He is delusional.
So watch where you're going!
You swore to me that this was fail-safe. No leaks, no glitches. I will do whatever is necessary to protect my son.
We're going
to
stop this and take them out. You don't think they factored you in?
Hello, Captain. Do you remember me?
Believe me. Help me. Or shoot me.
Unbelievable when you see the actual video of it at PrisonPlanet.tv or InfoWars.com, the trailer. And everything I've witnessed in the trailer when I've read about it is what the actual programs are. Here's the next one. This is ABC News. This is nonfiction with the loving chips and how good it is for you. Go ahead and play that for folks.
Finally from us this evening, technology on the cutting edge. We were interested today to hear that more than 100 law enforcement officials in Mexico are having microchips implanted in their arms. The chips allow a person to be scanned, sort of like a cereal box at the supermarket checkout. In Mexico, this will be one more tool in the fight against crime. Here's ABC's John McKenzie.
You've seen it before, right out of Hollywood.
It's maybe a little uncomfortable.
A microchip inside the body. A hidden high-tech identification tag.
They're the access codes to your job spot.
Now Mexico's attorney general and 160 of his deputies have had microchips implanted in their arms to control access to the country's new criminal investigation center. It is to provide access, said the attorney general, to the right people in exclusive areas where there is valuable, sensitive information. The microchip, the size of a grain of rice, is injected under the skin and gives off a low-frequency radio wave. A scanner reads each chip's identification number to verify an official's security clearance.
The microchip is tamper-proof, it's secure. No one can take your microchip and use it to their advantage to gain access to your facility.
The chip, developed by Applied Digital Solutions, is similar to those used in the U.S. to identify and return runaway dogs. In humans, it can have several uses.
It'll stick.
The chips can also be programmed to carry medical information. The one in this patient details his blood type, allergies, and the fact he has Alzheimer's disease. The device is now awaiting approval from the Food and Drug Administration. Some researchers are developing microchips for use in the home, so that wearing one can turn on lights and open doors. Hands-free. The next step, say researchers, is developing an implantable chip with a global positioning system to track people miles away, whether kidnapped or lost, just as cars can now be traced. A kind of LoJack for the body. John McKenzie, ABC News, New York.
Bob Dacey, in that, your face.
That was a commercial, Alex. That wasn't a news report.
That was propaganda on steroids. I can't wait to get my chip.
Well, they're going to make us take them.
I mean, that was not a news report. That was pure, unadulterated cheerleading for a product.
Which is owned by IBM and the Communist Chinese.
Wonderful. Yeah, didn't they have a commercial, David? I don't even know what product they're selling, where some sneaky-looking guy with a trench coat's cruising through a department store, stuffing stuff into his coat.
It was an IBM ad.
Yeah, and he gets near to the checkout, and the checkout's jammed with people, and he just walks toward the door, and a security guard comes up to him and says, "Here's your receipt, Mr. Smith." And he walks out the door because he's so cool, because he's got a chip, and he got scanned. How disgusting.
And they were running those ads long before. That ad was running 4 or 5 years ago.
Yeah, well, I guess we're supposed to like that. Get used to it.
Just IBM that ran the machines for the Nazis. They want you to know how good this is. And
Star of David-shaped chip, I guess, huh?
It's amazing. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. Take a few final calls with our guest, Bob Dacey. I'm Alex Jones, PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here. And the behavior of our police is a reflection of our government. One look in the mirror and we know our country is entering a high-tech police state. Here's just a sample from my documentary film, Police State 2, The Takeover.
In downtown Seattle today, the First Amendment ended.
The civil emergency was created by the police.
Riot police attacked people on the street indiscriminately.
The medical bills are going to be enormous for me.
You see them here with their hands cupped behind their backs. They are being led into the Sandpoint Brig. The neighbors in that area of Sandpoint Naval Air Station were shocked to hear that the old brig was being reopened.
This information is absolutely vital for all freedom lovers in the United States. Order your video today. Call toll free at 888-253-3139. The number to order the takeover again is 888-253-3139. Or go to my website, Infowars.com.
Get the new Berkey battery adapter, an inexpensive yet long-term backup power supply for your Berkey Light LED system. The Berkey's LED lamps are unique because, incredibly, they have an average life of over 11 years of continuous use and are so bright they can be spotted for more than a mile in the dark, yet require very little energy. That's why this revolutionary new technology is a bit expensive, but it's worth every penny because the low-energy LEDs are able to provide light all night long for over 2 weeks on a single set of four AA alkaline batteries. That's right. Incredibly, your emergency light will operate every night for over 2 weeks for the price of four small AA batteries. Be prepared for unexpected emergencies and get the Berkey battery adapter, complete with on-off switch for only $10 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Herbal Healer Academy is the global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
They have public brainwashing in China. They don't even hide it. And remember the Chinese scientist who first reported SARS being released? They arrested him. And after a year of treatment, headline, London Guardian, China frees surgeon after re-education. The Chinese military surgeon who exposed the government's cover-up of the SARS crisis was released yesterday after much time of political re-education, his family said. Zhang Yangyong, 72, a semi-retired general in the People's Liberation Army, had been detained at a secret location where he was forced to undergo daily study sessions aimed at making him renounce a critical letter he had written about the 1989 Tiananmen Square massacre. And then it just goes into a bunch of examples of different people at the military hospital and some of the things they do that make them say they're sorry. And now they're saying you're mentally ill if you disagree with the government here in America, and we all need to be tested for mental illness and treated. And it's all part of freedom, all part of being a Manchurian country. Before we go and take a few final calls from Ted and Wesley, and I want to thank Bob and get a few final comments from him. Support us, but number one, get powerful videos that will wake people up. Get 9/11, The Road to Tyranny, Masters of Terror, Matrix of Evil, Police State 3, Total Enslavement, Dark Secrets Inside Bohemian Grove, Police State 2, The Takeover. Get the other videos I carry by other great people. Call toll-free to ask questions about the videos or to order them or to find out about different specials we offer. Big discounts, 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139, or Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. Or simply write to me, Alex Jones, at 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. It is up to you. Get the films. Get them out to people now. Bob, have you not seen a major awakening taking place? Do you think we have a chance to defeat the system?
Yeah, we have a chance, Alex. I tell you, I was at that Truth Seekers thing last night in North Austin. And the place was jammed. I've never seen that many people before. They had standing room only in the larger room. It's more and more and more people all the time are starting to figure this out. And you better hurry, because the other side is they've just gone nuts. I mean, they've cranked it up so much, they've just gone nuts. You used to be, when I was a kid, we used to poke fun at the Soviet Union. They say, oh, the Soviet Union's really bad because if you disagree with the government, they'll say that you're crazy and send you to a mental institution. We used to laugh at that. And now President Bush, as you just said, it wants to mandate a mental health scan for everybody. You know, I mean, and then once they decide that you're nuts, they're going to force you into taking certain pharmaceutical drugs made by guess who? The people that are in bed with them, some more crony capitalism. It's insane, but it's happening. You will talk about insane. The first person who needs to have his mental faculties checked is President Bush in his, under his own program.
And again, you're one of the most conservative people I know.
That's
We're not
right.
saying Kerry's going to save us. It's just all a big joke.
That's right. I'm a conservative Republican type. You know, I believe in mom, baseball, apple pie, Chevrolet, and Dodge. You know, that's what I am. I grew up that way. And I'm sick and tired of these New World Order globalists trying to ruin this country, absolutely ruin our country.
Ted in Georgia. Sorry to the other callers, no time. But Ted in Georgia, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you do?
Almost out of time. I'm fine.
I share Elizabeth's admiration for you. I'd like to point out two things. One real quick is the Democrat platform has a statement in it, 27-word statement. I got this on Drudge this morning. 27-word statement acknowledging that the media is very closely held, and this could be a crack in the armor of those people. Did you hear me?
Yes, I did, sir.
One other thing I'd like to mention very quickly, and that is the fact that there's a fissure, F-I-S-S-U-R-E, in the armament insofar as the trial lawyers are concerned. We recently had an election yesterday in which the trial lawyers were very effective, and they're, of course, they have a very definite conflict of interest with the corporation. You with me?
Well, I'll tell you what, call me back tomorrow. I want to hear more about it. I want to thank you and others. Bob, thanks for coming on.
Thank you, Alex.
We'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight, back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all. Hello, folks.